Melissa? She's not.
I didn't prepare a presentation or anything. Yeah, that's yours.
The other Melissa.
Hi.
If you look in your, this is sort of a process question. We may not need to spend a whole lot of time on it, but 10 or 15 minutes might be helpful. If you look in your binder under tab 1, we received a letter from the agency that was written to the Mid-Atlantic, Chris Moore, and to me here in the New England Council. And it's related to the process for the industry-funded monitoring amendment, which is ongoing. And it was clear, summarized the letter, GARPO recognized that it's clear that there was a need for more input from members of the public and the councils. They have modified their schedule for the industry-funded monitoring amendment, as shown in the document. They're suggesting final action in November, December 2014, rather than June of 2014. And implementation dates would be pushed back as well. But what we're really here to talk about today is at the bottom of their letter, they had some suggestions on how to proceed to provide input. And we talked about this issue briefly at the executive committee, and I'll talk a little bit about that, but we didn't really come up with a firm recommendation. So one of the ideas is that we have not yet formed, but we have agreed to form some sort of observer committee. And there's been, over the past couple council meetings, there's been some discussion about what one of the roles of this observer committee would be. And one of the ideas I think that came out of our last meeting was maybe this would be a good way to get this input into the industry-funded monitoring amendment, to actually charge the observer committee with handling that. The regional office suggested maybe we should consider making this a joint council body. And so the question is whether we really want to do that or not. We could convene some sort of joint ad hoc advisory panel meeting using members of the APs from affected fisheries or other members of the public. NIMS staff could host an evening public info sessions. I think they could do that with either if we follow one of the other two bullets. But where Terry and I are struggling a little bit is the membership of this observer committee depends a little bit on what you want this observer committee to do and whether you think it's really useful to be a joint committee with the Mid-Atlantic. Because it's going to constrain the number and possibly the types of people that we put on it. When we first talked about this observer committee, we really didn't have a clear role defined for them, and we talked about the committee consisting of a mix of council members, maybe advisors from our advisory panels, maybe some people like observer providers, perhaps, or other people associated with the observer programs. But if you say, well, we want this to be a joint committee, that quickly becomes unmanageable because if you start getting advisors from the Mid-Atlantic Council, advisors from our council, industry providers probably from both areas, you know, suddenly you're up to a 20-person committee. So we're just looking for a little discussion, brief discussion, hopefully, on what the council's thoughts are. The leaning, I think, at the executive committee after discussing this was that it was probably not a good idea to make it a joint observer committee with the MID. We tend to use our committees in a very different way than the Mid-Atlantic does, but rather to keep it as an observer committee from this council, to task it with providing input on this industry-funded monitoring amendment from our council. We're, I think, planning on talking about this issue a little bit more with the MID next week at the NRCC meeting. But that would be one way to move forward on this.
Thanks, Tom. Mary Beth.
Thank you, Tom. And I think that, you know, I made the motion in December, I believe, for this committee. And my thinking at the time was pretty much based on, you know, this amendment and the need to, you know, move something along for the herring fishery. And cost is the biggest issue. And cost, clearly, after we listen to the standardized bycatch reporting, you know, presentation, I think this is extremely important for groundfish as well. And I think the only way we can create the cost savings we need is to put the right people in the room. And I think this committee could give us an opportunity to do that, to have people from the agency, the industry, third-party providers. These are the entities that create the cost, each in their own way. And figure out how to, you know, create some cost savings so that, that we can get where we want to go. I think Mike also brought up an interesting point today relative to, you know, we have a program, and I think we have a very good observer program. But moving forward, perhaps we need to look at a different model to, so that it can be more cost efficient. And I think this committee could address that. Not against, you know, working with the Mid-Atlantic, but I think you raised some, you know, some concerns that, that would make it difficult. I think the one, you know, benefit that we have is the, those people involved in the mackerel fishery, which is another fishery in which they, the recommendation has been for, you know, a high level of observer coverage, if not 100%, are pretty much contained within our herring industry. I think, you know, utilizing advisors is fine, but I don't think that's necessarily the right people that you need at the table to have those conversations. So I think we would need to think perhaps a little creatively how to populate such a committee. But those were my thoughts and intentions when I offered this motion, and I think that would be a good direction to go in.
Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think we had a chance to discuss this fully at the council. I know Tom said he was going to talk with Rick next week, but it's at the, or whenever the NRCC meets in May, I guess it is. But, you know, since herring is the first species out of the block here, and it's going to be this ad hoc committee will initially focus on that plan, I think it would be helpful to have maybe the herring committee people from the Mid-Atlantic at least participate in that discussion rather than have it be a full-blown joint committee. But otherwise, I guess, you know, those of us who are on the committee would travel on our own nickel to be involved. I think it would be helpful to at least consider whether you want to begin this process through the lens of the herring committee and your herring AP that already is constituted. So I just wanted to suggest that. Thank you.
Doug.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I mentioned at the executive committee, I agree that I think we should develop this committee at the New England Council level and also have a comparable one at the Mid-Atlantic Council. I mean, they're going to be dealing with very similar issues, possibly a couple ways to have that connection between the two committees without it being this huge joint committee. Could be, you know, staff member, both staff members from each council would always attend the meetings, or as Jeff suggested, maybe there be a liaison from each of the committees that would participate in each of the committees. And, you know, another aspect would be, you know, there might be some time where there are issues or where there might be an advantage of having like a single meeting where you'd have a joint committee if there were some important decisions that needed to be made on this as the amendment was to be developed. But I agree they should be separate, but there probably needs to be some kind of communication connection in it.
Any other thoughts? Matt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Doug's vision of this. I think given the differences in institutional culture and the different roles that each council uses its committees, I think constituting this on a New England basis is a good place to start. I think involving people who would normally be part of the AP is also a good idea. That's an important source of information for committee decisions. I would hate to see that resource not included in any committee that is formed to deal with this. But given that this is an omnibus observer amendment, I think it needs to be one that encompasses all the FMPs that are involved. And I think that's pretty much all I have to say. But I think having it on the New England, a more in line with how we do things up here, but with regular joint meetings with the Mid is probably a good way to go to facilitate communications for the thing at the end.
Anybody else? Okay. Following Mary Beth.
Thank you. Just quickly, did we answer the question fully?
Yes.
Okay.
And the game plan is going to be that after Tom and I decompress following this meeting and the NRCC, we will constitute the committee, and Karen will send it out to everybody. Let's take a short break, and then I think it's your turn, Melissa.